Originally proposed by President Bush, FutureGen was supposed to be the world's first clean coal-powered plant. Several states competed for the project and Illinois won, but now the state is losing what's left of the billion-dollar appropriation because of missed deadlines and not enough private investment. Phil Gonnett is the president of the Illinois Coal Association.
So it's kind of frustrating that we're in the spot now. We thought this could be the center for clean coal technology research, and now it seems to be taken away.
Gonnett says two pending lawsuits made private money hard to come by. The U.S. Department of Energy says the decision to close out early is in the best interest of taxpayers. Claudia Morrell, WBEZ.